irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio. We say what we want.
You found the number one internet site for irreverent, cool, and entertaining talk programming. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to Sports and Life with Cameron Dexter, only on LA Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone out there from coast to coast, from Los Angeles, throughout the East Coast, through Europe to Africa. We're going to do our live show tonight. I know everyone's waiting. It was really warm out here. And we'll say hello to Winifred.
Hello.
Hello. We'll say hello to her. What would we call you? Ranger?
Tim Friedlander.
Tim Friedlander.
The guy playing guitar.
And then Mary, or Catherine. I don't know your name anymore.
Mulvihill. Irish.
All right. Anyway, I'm gonna take a quick break for the news, and this will be brought to you by Milano's Restaurant, and actually Milano's Sandwich, and Espresso Bar. So we're gonna go into the news real quick. And tonight, if you want to call us, from coast to coast, we're at 1-323-203-0815. That's 1-323-203-0815. It's toll-free. That's the Skype radio. Email info@latalkradio.com, twitter.com/LATalkRadio, Facebook, LA Talk Radio. So, like I said, we're going to have Winifred Adams, and we're going to have Jeannie Gilliam, right?
Yeah, that's right.
There you go, your sister.
Yeah,
all right.
My sister.
Mm-hmm. Okay, because you're on mic. All right, anyway, what we're going to do right now, we're going to do a quick news bulletin, and I want to do a shout-out real quick to Dr. Paul. So Dr. Paul out there, I promised you a shout-out for some good advice, and I saw Tuesday night I went to see the Maccabi team from Israel play, so that was good. I got to meet all the players, and I even talked to Donald Sterling from the Clippers, so there you go. And we're moving ahead to do some other stuff. We're going to try to do some Christmas. We're going to do a live show. And maybe if Winifred is out here on Christmas, we're going to do a live show from coast to coast. And we're going to be the only live show in America that time. So it's going to be coast to coast. And so I know everyone's waiting to hear about her. I talked about you last week. And I want to thank last week we had my cousin Barry Eisen on. And we also had the Beatle back. They call the Beatle Band. They were on, and they were trying to find their way on Yellow Brick Road or whatever that is. And they'll be on next month. Anyway, breaking news real quick. The news is brought to you by Milano's, and we'll get the news real quick. Iran delays reply on nuclear plan. Iran said it will respond to a proposed deal on its controversial nuclear program next week, missing a UN deadline. U.S. envoy sees fairer Afghan polls. The U.S. special envoy to Afghanistan has said it is reasonable to hope for fewer irregularities in the presidential runoff poll than in the August election. So that's good. Hopefully free elections. Anyway, a boss of the Palestine Liberation sets the polls date, so the Palestinian leader, Mohammed Abbas, has announced that presidential and parliamentary elections will be held on January 24th, 2010. Could you believe it? 2010 already. U.S. Overshoots plane. Data from a U.S. plane examined for clues as to why it overflew its designation by 150 miles, sparking hijacked fears. And other news to report, Windows sales please Microsoft. Microsoft has said it is pleased with the strong demand for its new Windows 7 operating system. So buy Microsoft 7 operating system out there. You'll help Microsoft real well. U.S. asked for a Roman Polanski extradition. U.S. has formally asked Switzerland to extradite film director Roman Polanski on sex charges, Swiss officials say. Say I do the news quick. Anyway, other news to report. We have other news to report. Rapper Wayne faces 1 year in prison. U.S. rap star Lil Wayne faced 1 year in prison after pleading guilty to gun charges from an arrest in 2007. And U.S. pie-splattered comedian dies. Veteran U.S. comedian Soupy Sales, who had some 20,000 pies thrown at him, had lung cancer, and he died at 83. So, you know, we'll talk more about his life on the next show. Anyway, you know, before we get our special guests, I got to talk about the sponsor, right? They pay the bills. So, are you getting hungry out there? Well, so we're getting hungry, right? Everyone's hungry out there. I'm going to put their mics a little bit. Mm. Everyone's hungry. Anyway, I have one place where I go, and I, of course, they would love to go, is a place called Milano's. The food is absolutely the best. Milano's Sandwich and Espresso Bar in Tarzana. They have the scrumptious chicken grilled sandwich to fresh wraps. And if you're into desserts, they got those too. Why not a sugar-free cake or a cup of yogurt? And anyway, mention my show, Cameron Sports and Life. You'll get a free dessert. Isn't that a good deal?
That's
free
right
dessert.
Right on.
Well, that's a good thing, man. You don't get anything free. That's for sure. Anyway.
It's always great to have free, too.
Okay.
Especially for a woman.
Okay. All right. All right. We're going to go on. One other thing, other sponsor of our show we're going to talk about, other than Milano's. I'm going to talk about a new sponsor. And these are people that want to start out, maybe be another Winifred. You never know. There's a new school that opened in Northridge, and they're a new sponsor. And would you like to learn how to sing or to act? Well, if you're 7 to 100, they have classes for you. They're called Powerhouse Music, Acting, and Dance Lessons, located at 19520 North Up Street, and they're in the city of Northridge. These are for folks that want to get in the singing and acting business. And we all know it's a tough business out there, but there's a lady out there that really helps the various people. My voice is scratchy, but that's part of the business. Anyway, I got a phone call, but that's okay. We'll touch that later. You know, I wanted to say on the one for this school, please call 818-993-5952. As for Kate Nelson, and if you're an aspiring singer, actor, Kate Nelson will help you. That's called Powerhouse Music Lessons, Acting Lessons. Call 818-993-5952. And Kate, also, what we're going to do is on Christmas, we may do a live show from her place. So we're thinking about doing that. I think that would be cool. Anyway, other than that, I think what we'll do before I do my next commercial, we're going to get into Winifred. So let me answer this phone real quick. Hello? Hello out there? You're on with Cameron's Sports and Life. Yep.
Oh, hi. Yes. Is Jenny Gilliam going to be on tonight?
She's going to be on. She's going to be our second half hour. So stay tuned.
Okay. Okay. But how could I get on my computer to you?
We're on latalkradio.com. latalkradio.com.
And just okay, put a, thank you.
Thank you. No problem. Sounds somewhat familiar. Okay, anyway. See, we get familiar voices. I'm telling you. Only on radio. Okay, without further ado, let's all welcome Winifred.
Thank you.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
It's nice to have you here.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, let me get my little copy here. You know, as radio guys, got to have our copy, or else we go crazy. Anyway, Winifred Adams is her name, and we're going to interview her, and we're going to, first of all, let's get a song. And what would you like to do live to the American people out there?
All right. This first song comes off my album, Where Will This Love Go, and it's called All You Need, and it's a very good song for anybody that's lost faith.
Okay, All You Need? By Winifred Adams. Go ahead.
Love between two lovers shines bright when true. Love for an enemy reveals the best in you. Smile in the darkest storm, crippled pain and fear. Nothing's more important.
service, and nothing stops in singing songs. Now it's you who's falling down, your dreams are on the floor. So I offer love to help your heart remember how to serve. You have forgotten all you are is all you need. Nothing more to see. You have forgotten all you are is all you need. With open eyes the day arrives, when failure sets you free. Honesty feeds the soul, where ego runs the ground. Letting life lead you helps the lost become found. Finding peace in what you have to ease a restless mind. The will to change changes odds and shows where you were blind. You have forgotten all you are is all you need. And you're under the illusion there is nothing more to see. You have forgotten all you are is all you need. With open eyes the day arrives, when failure sets you free.
What a wonderful song. Now, what inspired you to write that song?
Well, actually, that song came from a place of collaboration with my first songwriter, Aaron Piller. And we were looking for a duet to submit to Andre Bocelli. And I wanted to do something that was kind of heartfelt. And Aaron and I tossed back some ideas. And actually, we came up with that. And that we pitched it, and we don't know exactly where it went to, so I took it and I recorded it as a single, and it works that way. It's not a, well, anymore, it's more of a rock song instead of a duet ballad. So.
Well, it worked for me. It was very pretty, yeah. And you want to get up and dance. You want to get up and dance.
Woo-hoo.
You want to get up and dance. But let me ask you this, and then we're going to... Well, if anyone would like to call, which we know people are out there, it's 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815. It's Coast to Coast. This is Cameron Sports and Life, and I'm glad we're all here together on Friday nights only. But we're here, and my voice is a little raspy, and Mary will maybe fill in for me if my voice goes bad.
Yeah,
but I'm still...
Yeah,
they'll say, what happened to your voice? But anyway... we're on live across the country, and what I'm going to ask you, Winifred, see, I got my questions for you, so I don't know. I don't know. We had a pre-interview, but what I always like to do is go over it with people. Now, when I read your bio, it talked about you coming from Auburn, New York. give people an idea. What about Auburn? What type of town was it?
You know, Auburn's this great little sleepy town in upstate New York, and yet it's this really historical town.
Hold on 1 second. We just got a call. 1 second. Hello? You're on. This is Cameron. We were a little busy. Hi.
Hi, Cameron. This is Patty from.
Hi,
the
Patty. Sorry about that. We had an amazing singer on. So tell us what's going on, real quick, in Valencia.
What's going on here is we have a fantastic production of Phantom, and it's in its last two weekends right now.
All right.
We're holding it over next Sunday. We were supposed to close on Halloween, but we're adding a performance on Sunday because the show has been so popular.
Well, I'm gonna come during the week and review it, and so
cool. People
out there will enjoy it. Now, I wanted to tell everyone, if you have the time and wonderful theater, it's the Canyon Guild Theater in Valencia.
Right. It's on what used to be San Fernando Road. If you want to make reservations, which I strongly recommend, our number is 661-799-2702. And
all
we
right.
have tickets as low as $12, and our top price is only $17.
That's not bad. Not when you go to movie theaters, and they're more expensive than that. Anyway,
right.
Do you guys hear an echo?
Wonderful live theater with fabulous talent.
Oh, well, I've been there before, and it's been phenomenal. Now, what's the show following that? Phantom.
I'm sorry?
What's the next show that's going to follow Phantom?
The next show is Miracle on 34th Street. It opens the day after Thanksgiving.
Oh, wow. What a nice price for everybody. I'm going to come out to see you probably in the week and review the show. So
okay,
I'll let you know when.
I would be glad to see you.
Oh, thank you so much for calling in. And like
thank
I said,
you.
Pat, and if people want to get tickets, you also sell tickets online?
No, we don't have tickets online, but you can do it on the phone with a credit card.
Yeah, give the number one more time.
661-799-2702.
All right. Thank you so much, Patty.
Thank you, Cameron.
And
Bye.
I appreciate your time. Bye.
Bye.
All right. That was Patty Finley with the Canyon Theater Guild on her version of the Phantom. So we're going to go back to our interview with Winifred Adams, and we're talking about your small town of Auburn, New York, and you were just getting into it, and what did it teach you about being in a small town? You know, what was
community.
Life like?
Community. Well, it was a safe place. You could actually go places unlike the rest of the world today, and, you know, you could ride your bike places and not disappear. It was nice. Up the street from where I grew up was Harriet Tubman's house, the lady at the Underground Railroad, and up the other way was William H. Seward's house, and he bought Alaska for the United States.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
We have lots of apparent celebrities that come from Auburn. I'm not sure why, but...
Lucia Ball. Lucia Ball's not from far away from you. Where she's from, she's not that far away.
Yeah,
Lucia Ball. See, a theatrical town.
It's just a nice place. It's sweet.
Now, in your bio, it talks about your family, Mitch, and you're the youngest of five. So your parents were busy on Saturday night. So tell people out there. It's a fun phrase. Fun phrase out there. So tell us about your family.
Yeah, I am the youngest of five, and I think I always will be. And
oh, yeah.
I think you're ever allowed to grow up, but
yeah. That's
okay. I'm kind of a big kid anyway. So, yeah, it was fun. And my brothers and my sister, they tormented me, and I tormented them back. It's good.
Now, did you come from, where's your family, what nationality is your family?
Well, my father's from his family is from England. My mother came from Czechoslovakia.
Oh wow! What a nice combination.
We got a nice little mix.
checkmate, right?
Checkmate.
Anyway, there goes the show right there. Our ratings go down. Anyway, being the youngest also was probably good because you got a lot of attention, huh?
Yeah, and I got to annoy everybody else. It was good, and I got to get away with it. So
that's cool. One more thing, and then we're gonna get a live song. You know, which is wonderful. And I understand you were an athlete, and was that true? And what did you do?
Oh, yeah. You know what? There wasn't much to do in Auburn, so playing sports was the way it went. And I swam a lot, and I was actually the first girl to play ice hockey with
wow.
the boys
oh,
in New York
that's
State.
Great,
so,
man.
Yeah,
that's
so.
Mary Mulder. People are probably saying, you gotta on radio. You gotta say this is Mary Mulvihill.
All right,
because you're talking to many people out there.
Anyway,
our audience.
This is Mary Mulvihill, and basically, I played sports. So, I wish I could have been on the East Coast and whipped some ass. playing hockey. That would have been fun.
It was fun, actually. My teammates just recently found me on Facebook, and that was cool. So we were they didn't know I was a girl at first because I had a bowl cut. And I hung it on until I shook it.
I thought you were tough. Let me get this call real quick. You're on with Cameron Sports and Life. Who's
Hello?
This? Hello, caller. You're on Cameron Sports.
Hey, Cameron, this is Kate Nelson.
Hi, Kate. Did we do a good plug for your school?
You plugged us good.
Well, good. Kate is our new sponsor here at Cameron Sports and Life. Tell the people out there about your school real quick.
Well, you know, we're located in Northridge, California. We're right next door to the Guitar Center. We've got a beautiful music school there. We have rock and roll, guitar, bass, drums. We have Monica Margolis, who's teaching vocals. We have some famous people that teach in our school. We have magnificent teachers. And then we also have a acting school in the same plaza. We have fabulous teachers there. We teach improv, scene study. We teach classes that have like a combination of music, acting, and dance. We also have a performance venue, Crescendo, where we have performances. Tomorrow night we're having our 8 kid bands are going to be playing.
Yeah, tell people about that. Now, if we want to go see it, how much is it? How much
is it? $5 a person to get in.
Oh, cheap. Very cheap.
We're going to have all these different kids who play, and some of these kids are just phenomenal. I mean, I'm talking 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14-year-olds. They're magnificent.
Wow.
And this is one of our events, and that's for tomorrow. But we have ongoing events. We do a lot of teen stuff because there's nobody really focusing on teen performances.
Right, right.
So, you know, we do all of the stuff that's oriented towards teens and their performances. But we're also doing musical theater. So we have different classes that are going on, and we have summer camp for musical theater. We have, you know, all kinds of opportunities to perform, because that's what our whole organization is about, is perform, perform, perform.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Anyway, real quick, if people want to take classes, do you have a website?
You can go to powerhousemusiclessons.com.
All right.
And you can see everything right there, or you can go to powerhouseactorsstudio.com.
All right.
We haven't come up with Crescendo just yet, because Crescendo's brand new. It's our fabulous performance space. We've only had it for about 3.5 months, and we're developing our webpage for that. And we're going to one thing that's going to be really neat, we have a, it's going to be teen rock bands that are older, like 18, 19, 20-year-olds.
All right. I can
that's going to be on the 14th of November. It's like 5 different bands that are going on that night.
Oh, cool. Anyway, what we'd like to do is we'll have you, maybe we'll get there, we'll call there live, we'll do the show maybe on Christmas. I'm going to talk to my audience and see if we can do a live show there. And hopefully Winifred will come. If she's not out of town, she'll come on Christmas. We'll do our live show from Northridge for around the country. Yeah. And by the way,
oh, that's fabulous.
Yeah, I know people are listening from Afghanistan and all over the world. So anyway, everyone, her school is wonderful. She's a new sponsor. And I appreciate you calling me. And God bless you, and we'll talk again.
Mm-hmm.
And
okay, and I heard you singing, darling. You sound fantastic.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah,
thank you.
Even over the computer.
Oh, good, good. Anyway, we got to go because we got to do one more song. So thank you so much. Thank you, darling. Okay. That was.
Talk soon. Bye bye.
Bye bye. Okay, that was Jeannie Nelson with the Powerhouse Acting and Singing Schools in Northridge. Okay, now we're gonna get back to Winifred Adams, and she's going to sing another song. So what are we going to sing now?
All right, this is the title of my EP that's out. It's called Where Will This Love Go?
Okay, Where Will This Love Go?
Bright light and you arrive. Sweet delight to be alive. Hearts race and nature plays. And heaven faces in my gaze. But time moves and colors change. The love we had is rearranged. But I love you now as I did then. No, you pull away a distant friend. Where will this love go? Wasn't it meant to be? What you said is in my head. Spinning round to mountain mayor. tender touches or sweet nights at your side. If this is how it has to be, from pain I will not hide. No! Where will this love go? Oh, wasn't it meant to be? What you said is in my head, spinning round, surrounding me. Yeah, yeah. Where will this love go? Oh, wasn't it meant to be? What you said is in my head, spinning round, surrounding me. Yeah, yeah. Ooh, 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 ooh. Oh, oh, oh. Show me how to turn around and simply walk away. I'm trying hard to let you go. Each and every day, yeah. Hey, yeah. So baby, where will this love go?
What a song.
Thank you.
What a song. The live radio. And that's Winifred Adams. And Winifred's is working on an album right now, right?
Yeah, I'm writing some new music. I'm finishing up the new single, and woohoo, it's going to be some
fun. So people can hear you. And Jolly.
Go Jolly. Santa Baby.
Go Jolly. Anyway, I have a couple more questions for you. See, we got to ask you questions there.
Right.
You got to earn your keep when you come on my show.
All right.
We found out you're a wait, let's go back. We got to go back here. We're doing too fast here. Now, I mentioned in your bio about your brother committing suicide, and tell the listeners out there what effect did it play on not only you and your family.
Well, you know, that's one of those things that's life altering, and when that happens, I think it makes you grow up faster. You kind of mm-hmm. sober up quicker, but. For me, it actually spurred me on to look for kind of a higher truth, and in that came the music. So everything, you know, my whole thing in life was, because he was so down and depressed, is to find a way that I always looked at things from a positive point of view and continue to, even when it gets rough. So
what was his condition?
He was a manic depressive, and uh-huh. I don't think people then knew that. At that time, all they did was they just kept feeding him Valium and Valium and more Valium, and it just made it worse. So he'd be up for days, he'd be asleep for days,
right.
He'd be up, he'd be down. And so we spent a lot of time together during that time. It was special. It was very, very special.
Now, did you have a song for him? Did you write a song on his behalf? One day you will.
I haven't yet, but
One day I will.
Actually, yeah, I've kind of actually been thinking about it a lot lately. I've been thinking about writing a children's book about it, but... We'll see.
Yeah, because this lady, I'll tell you, what a talent, and her arranger, producer, phenomenal. So I'm glad to have you guys here. And Christmas, hopefully we can get Santa Baby live.
Baby.
Oh, wow. Sounds good. Oh, wow. Sounds good. See? Coming attraction. Coming attraction out there from coast to coast. Anyway, real quick, we'll talk about this lady saying. Well, I guess we'll do it this way. We'll do a couple questions in one. Now, you met producer Jack Lenz, and how did that change your life?
Holy cow. I went up there to shoot an exercise video. This is like the story of my life. Every time I get to do one thing, something else happens. But Tim
that's
knows,
life.
Right?
That's,
Tim,
that's
it's true. He's yep, been around exactly. me enough to yeah. watch the craziness that takes place. But it's called it's called propitious synchronicity. That's what we'll call
okay.
it. Propitious
okay.
Propitious synchronicity.
Easy for you to say. People going, from, I can see people in Afghanistan. What did she say again? But anyway, so it happened. So
I went up there to shoot an exercise video, and it just so happens that someone introduced me to Jack Lenz, who is a major producer. He'd worked with Boyz II Men, Mariah Carey, and Celine Dion. And so he said, well, come on in and sing. Now,
right.
I just, like, lifted weights and done the step for 11 hours straight, for real. And so I went in there. I thought I was going to die. And I got up, and I just sang some songs. And after the first song, he said, holy cow. He's like, you should do this. And I said, yeah? He said, well, you have something to say. And I thought, well, I don't know what I have to say, but... Anyway,
well, you had a lot to say. Anyway, Jeannie out there, come on in the studio. So we'll have Jeannie come in real quick, Jeannie Gilliam. So we'll have her come in. Anyway, boy, we have all these musicians. Come on in. Boy, we got talent tonight. Boy, Mary. Oh, yeah. And anyway, this is now you're good. This is, I think this is your music. So we'll put this in. Put that in. Anyway, real quick. We're welcoming Jeannie Gilliam.
Hello, Jeannie.
Let me put up the mics. We don't have enough room, so Mary, I know Mary was probably a little bummed out there, but what can I do? What can I do? We only have so much room, right? Gina, you know, Gina knows, we only have so much room. Anyway, people out there, I want to ask one more question, and then we're gonna get into, you know, the interview with Jeannie Gilliam. Now, I want to do one more live song, and then we'll have Jeannie on. So, now pick a song for all the people out there, and then we're gonna interview Jeannie because of time, for you know what we have here.
All right. Well, this song is called "You Are My Rose." This is the very first song
oh.
I ever wrote.
Oh, you're my.
And it's a very
wow,
sweet,
yeah.
inspirational song. And
uh-huh.
So you can find this on my website at winifred.net or you know on the EP. And
are you on CD, baby? By the way.
You know what? I'm on iTunes and Napster
okay.
and eMusic, so you can download everything I have worldwide.
Wonderful. Okay, now, the wonderful Winifred Adams. So everyone out there, we got a treat tonight. We got two great singers. So Winifred Adams, do your thing.
This is called You Are My Rose.
All right.
I love listening to your heart, to the sweetness of the beat. And there's a soul in the rhythm, like a song made for me. Oh, I love listening to your heart. Every breath that you take brings light in my life that I can't stand. Love just the same, and always remember your.
That's a live. That was, by the way, that was Winifred Adams. And
ooh, we just
what
got
a beautiful
the video for that yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We'll have it out in time for Valentine's Day.
Oh, good. And then for Christmas, you could get Santa Baby.
Oh, yeah.
Santa Baby.
Yeah.
You got to
do
Hanukkah Baby.
Santa Baby is available on
Jewish audience. Jewish audience today. So, what's wrong with us? No Hanukkah? No dreidel?
Yeah.
Anyway, real quick, we're gonna have both of them. We got two great performers on. I'm going to introduce to the world. This is our first radio show. First performance on live radio. And we have the pleasure of Jeannie Gilliam. And I know Jeannie because I know her sister quite well.
Yeah.
Mary out there. So Mary, don't get mad outside. She said, why am I not in here? So we're going to play. You have a track called Amazed.
It's Irish Celtic music.
Oh.
Some of my favorite music.
Okay.
The musicians are from Nashville that played on the CD.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I'm impressed.
Yeah,
I'm impressed too.
I heard it.
There you go. Okay, so we're gonna get into the music, and then we're gonna go back and forth with both artists. So we'll have a kind of a nice show tonight, which it always is. And then after that, I'll do a commercial break. So here we go with Jeannie, and you tell me, is it about 4.58? Is that it? Sound right?
Yeah.
Okay, that's it. All right, now here we go. Here we go. We're gonna play it right now. Now it's going what?
Thank you.
good. That was very good. First performance. That was really good. What now? You know me, I have to. You got to earn your keep here.
That's right.
You're on my show. You were the executive producer, and also, and it was produced by Dwayne Russell.
Yes.
Is that right?
In the studio in Anaheim near Disneyland.
Wow. I didn't think there were Irish out there.
Yeah, there are.
Are there a few Irish out there? All right. Now, what inspired you to do Amaze? What was it that got you to do that song? What was
Well, what happened was I went to Israel a year ago in June of 08, and I had always wanted to go to Israel, and I had a wonderful time there. And I have always wanted to record a worship CD, a Christian worship CD. And so I went to Israel, and I just felt like I met with God, and I just got inspired to write these songs. And I got married really, really young, you know, and so I got married. I had four kids, and I always played my guitar, and I always wrote songs. So I wrote all these songs, and the song Amazed was written during the time of the recording. I wasn't even planning on putting that song on the recording because I didn't even, you know, have it.
Right.
But I've written probably about 50 songs, and I was
Amazing.
Inspired by Amazing. God's love for me. That's what really made me write the song, is I wanted to pinch myself because it was happening. It's been a dream of mine for 30 years to do this.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
See, both of you guys are amazing stories because, look, Winifred, the youngest of five kids. See, I always remember that. Youngest of five kids. And then your family,
kids.
You got 10 kids.
Wow.
They were busy Saturday night, too.
You know what happened with them? Their TV was black and white.
Black and white. That's what it was.
Yeah.
That's what it was. You know, if it was a Jewish household, it would be black and blue. But anyway, people out there going, what's going on here? But anyway, now, if they want to get this wonderful CD, how do they get it?
Well, they can go to CD Baby, which is, you know, you go www.cdbaby.com/CD. You can actually look it up on the web. It's /CD/Jeannie Gilliam.
All right.
So,
and then.
And I have a MySpace page, Facebook. I have my own website, so you can go to myspace.com /Jeannie Gilliam. So
well, that's pretty good for your first effort. That's pretty good.
Thank you.
Pretty good. So we wish you success on that. I know you got a call earlier. Maybe they'll call back. Our numbers is 323-203-0815. So you have a fan club out there.
Yeah.
323-203-0815. And Mary, I know you're out there. Everything's cool. We always got to say that, Mary. I've been working for years with her. Anyway, next, what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a quick commercial break. This is Cameron Sports and Life. And real quick, I got to do commercial. So I'll make it real quick because we want to do one more song by Winifred. So we're going to have it on. Anyway, at this point, people are saying, you know, Cameron's voice is horrible. Maybe you should get a yogurt, right? Anyway, there's a frozen yogurt place that has been with us since we've been on LA Talk Radio. It's been Tutti Frutti Frozen Yogurt. Say that fast.
Tutti Frutti Frozen Yogurt.
There you go. There you go. Do that faster. They got everything from chocolate, cappuccino, green tea, cookies and cream, peaches and cream. Sounds like a band. Strawberries, vanilla. They know we love them out there. They're located at 10182 Reseda Boulevard in the Bank of America Plaza in the city of Northridge. So if anyone would like to go there, they're open right now. I know we all want a yogurt right now, but we can't. We got to wait till later. Ask for the VIP card and say Cameron told you about it. He'll give you 15% off. Isn't that a good deal?
All right.
Isn't that a great deal? There you go. TFYogurt.com or 818-701-0211. They do accept major credit cards. Got to say that now. Anyway, without further ado, with our wonderful, wonderful show right now, you want to do another live? You want to do another one?
You want me to do a live one?
Do a live one. We're almost.
All right. Well, can
done.
I just say it? On November 15th, we're going to have a show at...
Where?
Down there in Santa Monica.
Okay, let me look.
I
gotta make it look official.
The official.
Okay, so you're gonna be on Lincoln Boulevard, 2101, at the Hollow Body and Trip.
That's the trip.
The Trip, man.
Special trip place.
Now serving deli sandwiches. That's funny. All right. What is it? A Jewish place or what? My culture's there, right? So anyway, you're gonna play there. And if they have a flyer, it's $5.
Yeah, yeah. If they get the printout, if they're signed up on my email list, they'll get a flyer.
What if they listen to the show tonight?
Oh, well, then they can print their own flyer that said they listened to the show.
Okay.
I guess
that's a good thing. and anyway,
everybody can come.
All right, everyone's welcome. Okay, without further ado, what do you want to sing now?
This next song was a very special song. It's a tribute to all the women that have lost someone in the war and go on to raise their children alone. It's called Because Love Hangs On.
All right. Because Love Hangs On. All right.
In you the fire's burning bright. Conceived in love, you are your daddy's light. And without him, we will go on. Never alone, our love is true. With pride he fought for me and you. And without him we will go on. Because our love forever hangs on. Because our love forever hangs on. Such a loss, a smile you'll never see, but I'll remind you of what he was to me, and without him we will go on. Because our love forever hangs on. Because our love forever hangs on. He has. You'll always know. Our time has passed, but he's here with me. My spirit's strong and my heart sings free. And without you, we will go on. Because I forever hangs on.
Because our love forever hangs on.
Because our love forever hangs on.
Because our love forever hangs on.
We had a duet there.
I didn't even know I was doing it.
Yes,
but,
hey,
thank you.
That was very good.
She's motioning me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she was on live radio.
Sing it, baby.
People going, hey, man, that was pretty good on live radio. That was a thing. You did your first. Jeannie did her first CD.
Yay to Tim.
Duet on
Yay to
live
Tim.
Radio.
Yay to the guitar player, Tim.
Yeah, Tim was wonderful. And Tim.
I just sit back and listen.
Tim has the voice. He's the man doing the voiceovers. And
I can see you guys. Yeah. It's like a crescendo. It's like you guys together. You know, but everyone out there is saying, this show tonight was a special show.
Thank you.
Next week, we're going to have a lady that was part of the Kaylee situation up in Northern California. We're going to interview her next week. And without least, anything about Jeannie about your... Coming up, anything coming up for you? Are you going to perform anywhere?
Well, not right now. I'm doing an open mic sometimes.
Okay.
In
we're going to have you back. We'll have you back here because we've got a, you know, they say radio is fun. It goes by so fast. See how fast it goes? Anyway, everyone out there, our show tonight went by fast, and I know people from coast to coast. Now, if they want to buy your album, Winifred?
Yes, it's Winifred Adams. You can find me on iTunes, that's like... Winifred, like a Winifred.
Like Winnebago, Winifred. Okay. Anyway, everyone out there, have a very good evening from coast to coast. Everyone from Europe to LA to all over, we thank you very much for being our audience tonight. And next week we're going to have a great show, and we're going to definitely invite Winifred, and we're going to have Jeannie back, and we'll do a Christmas show. I'm thinking about how we're going to do it. Maybe we'll have a car as a giveaway. We're going to do something funky. We're going to be live coast to coast.
I'm coming back. Night.
You're coming back for the car. We'll get the car. You win the car and sing, right? Anyway, everyone, thank you very much for this Friday evening out there. This is LA Talk Radio, and I'd like to mention Guy Tal will be on tomorrow night, our ex-alumni, so tune to his show. And with that in mind, we'll see you next week, and have a wonderful week, and God bless everyone. See ya. Bye. That's it. That's
Thank
it.
You.
We'll call it a wrap.
Thank you.
A wrap.
On your computer, on your Wi-Fi radio, on your iPhone, commercial-free original talk. Only on LA Talk Radio.